On today's show, the EPA says the auto industry is doing a swell job of meeting fuel economy standards. China bans testing of autonomous cars on public roads, and Mercedes shows us its vision for future buses. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for July 19th of 2016. There's a big argument going on over fuel economy regulations in the U.S. Environmentalists are fighting automakers who are fighting the regulators. Yesterday, the EPA released its Technical Assessment Review, or TAR, of the CAFE standards so far. Basically, it says that the auto industry is on track to meet those standards. But because of cheaper gasoline prices, more people are buying trucks and SUVs than it expected. So instead of hitting a fleet average of 54.5 miles per gallon in 2025, it will probably hit 50 or 52 MPGs instead. Even so, automakers argue that the standards were set in 2012 when fuel prices were skyrocketing and that the market mix is significantly different today. It wants the EPA to ease off, especially considering that truck standards really get tougher after 2019. But at least seven different environmental organizations put out statements saying the EPA should not back down at all. This is just the beginning of the midterm review of CAFE standards, and we're going to hear a lot more about it. And by the way, if you want to know what kind of cars we might be driving in 2025, check out the Seat Time section of our website. We've got a review of the new Chevy Malibu Hybrid, which already meets the 2025 CAFE standard. Autonomous technology has the chance to completely transform the auto industry. But after Tesla's fatal accident involving a Model S driving an autopilot, a lot more caution is being taken. Bloomberg reports that China is banning self-driving cars on public roads until regulations are in place. The government and the police have come up with a preliminary draft for the rules, but there's no timetable as to when they'll be approved. Companies are urging the government to speed up the process so they don't fall behind in the technology. Mercedes thinks it has a clear vision of what buses will look like in the future. That's coming up next.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
A few years back, Mercedes introduced the future truck with Highway Pilot, which is designed to drive autonomously on freeways. Now it just introduced the future bus with City Pilot, which, as you can probably guess, was developed for autonomous city driving. The future bus uses radar, cameras, and connected data to navigate through busy urban centers. It's able to brake and steer on its own, drive through tunnels, open and close the doors at bus stops, and take off automatically. Mercedes just took the bus on a 12-mile journey in the Netherlands, where it encountered many of these situations. It says the bus driver never had to touch the gas or brake pedal and only had to take over the wheel when the bus faced oncoming traffic. You know, anyone that has been paying attention to Tesla knows just how fast EVs can be. But new EV startup Ativa just released video of its prototype named Edna smoking a Ferrari and a Model S in a drag race, and in a van, no less. The reworked Mercedes Vito, or Metris here in the U.S., features two electric motors, two sets of power electronics, two gearboxes, and one battery capable of storing 87 kilowatt hours of energy. That's good for over 900 horsepower and a 0 to 60 run of just over 3 seconds. Ativa is currently just using the Mercedes van to test its powertrain system because it has enough space to easily swap out parts. But the final setup will debut in a sedan. Still to come, Alpha is going to drop the 4C Spider.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
So far this year, FCA sales in the U.S. are up 6%, and last month, the company had its best sales in June in over a decade. But a new investigation by the SEC and the Department of Justice is calling into question the accuracy of those numbers. The agencies are looking into allegations by two FCA dealers who earlier this year filed a lawsuit accusing the company of paying dealers to report more sales than actually occurred. FCA released a short statement saying it, quote, records revenues based on shipments to dealers and customers and not on reported vehicle unit sales to end customers. It says the lawsuit is from a few disgruntled dealers and says it intends to fully cooperate with the investigation. Alfa Romeo knew that the 4C Spider would never burn up the sales charts. Even so, sales are very disappointing. So far this year, Alfa has only sold 309 4C Spiders in the American market. That's only 11 more than the Dodge Viper, and it's going out of production next year. So now Auto Forecast Solutions reports that the next generation of the 4C has been canceled. Production of the car in Modena, Italy will come to an end in 2020. No doubt Alfa wants to concentrate on developing new models with better sales potential. But that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching. Please join us again here tomorrow.